Lovely host Lola on the check-in. We are here. Lovely day today. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Easter's coming. I am so excited. I'm ready to pick those eggs.
That's right, that's right. Warm weather's coming in the New York area because it's been freezing. We're tired of it.
Oh, my
God. It's about time to get a little warmer.
No more snowstorms, thank God.
For real, for real, for real, for real, for real. We got a good show tonight. Special guest, Maserati Ricky, CEO of DopeExclusive.com. Good hip-hop site, a lot of good content. Nothing but up-and-coming indie artists trying to do their thing. They definitely highlight luxury, music, fashion, a little bit everything.
Oh,
you
yes.
Think of.
Today we got a new fashion segment. I'm excited.
Oh,
today
shit.
Is a good
Uh-oh.
Show.
Okay.
It's a good show.
About. What I'm talking about? Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Get to that heat. Let's get it, baby.
Oh, yeah. Special occasion tonight. We got to put the lights in the house tonight. Yours truly, Ben Frank in the house tonight. Check. Life be chillin'. Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin'. Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh**, add it up.
Come on, me back it up, cause I'm something spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. More hard collection G's here to Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she loved me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale, used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit this punchline, that'll leave your head swell. On front line, no more playing, set trail. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack a lot of jet dough. Just started the escrow, and I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chicken, a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinded, dancing like their pants already climbed it. I'm God's son, lazy with a God flow. Life's good now, that's why I'm stunting them hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh**, add it up. Money on the table, the guard never pass it up. Quarter pounder, that's out, your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin, cut them rack them up. Good with the Franklin, real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, look coast to coast, they truck dealing. USA tribe to play, guard children. Pull a horse and match the horses in my beamer. Bet against man, you can f***ing re-up. Checkmate, we up, 10 shots, 3 cups. Leave around 10 sexy thing with the D-cup. See us winning, New York City, mind no ceilings. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks, I can make you feel it.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh**, add it up.
Oh my let's play.
Keep a swish of 40 to roll. Walking down the block like I'm Bishop 40 below. Tell them give you 40 of those. We hit them before they close. A quarter is 40 pros. I'm OT, I'm gone with those. No lead arm is pros with no heat, Mar is cold. Play the block like Ibaka's roll. Me and GY like OG Juan and Ho. Every brick, we 40-40 on it. 20 go to the click, make sure that shorty want it. Aim at his lips when it lifts, like when you blow a trumpet. Then with your shift on the strip, make sure you throw him something. Ruger tight, none of my shooters fight. Fake stop through the dice, I don't win someone lose the life. My Mueller light, bought out better and I don't do the ice. My shoes is Mike, rugby sweater with Freddy Cougar stripes.
No turning back, I'm here now. Rugby done shut down, you gon' win now.
Quiet.
Nigga, fuck style, cause I don't care now.
Nah.
But let me spit some shit to bring your head down.
What's all the commotion? Rip the pier in the ocean.
Yeah.
Dress too sensitive, quick to wear your emotions. Hit with devotion, I don't care if you focus. Clipping the tray like roaches, where the smoke is. When the work won, then holla at me. You need work done, then holla at me. Word to my first son, we white collar happy. Put my paws on the powder, then call that product scrappy. There's no love in hip hop. Punch his throne, I bombs it like the brother of hip hop. Step down off the yacht, LV duffel with flip flop. Push the hustle, I dip block. Poke your muscle with tip top. Ran out of squares, you out of shape. Like years, me mask off and take what's out the safe. We only let gas off when things get out of place. By the waist, my niggas keep it like shit is not a case.
No turning back, I'm here now. Rugby done shut down, you gon' win now.
Quiet.
Nigga, fuck style, cause I don't care now.
Nah.
But let me spit some shit to burn your head down.
Talk, my nigga. If y'all was running things on this court, y'all wouldn't be able to walk, my nigga. You thought, my nigga. Wonder why your money ain't tall. That's cause your mind thinks short, my nigga. Fought, my nigga. Who, what you do? You was never that. Who you shoot? Who you screw? Let me measure that. What you move? One or two? Where your fellas at? Hit your crew, one or two. What?
No turning back, I'm here now. Rugby done shut down, you gon' win now.
Quiet.
Nigga, fuck style, cause I don't care now.
Nah.
But let me spit some shit to burn your head down.
I, it's your boy Jay Green Money Talks from Empire State DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, man. Make sure you tune in regularly to that Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You can check it out at www.hhse.biz. Get your mind right, get your money right. Let's go.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, talk to me.
What's good? This is Ricky from Doclusive.
All right. What's going on, brother?
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, how you doing?
How you feeling today?
I'm tired.
Huh?
You tired of all that hard work?
Yeah, the blog, we had a problem, so we've been up all night fixing it.
Don't worry, take it easy. Your site is dope. I was checking it out. It's dope. It's really by the
it.
Goes by the name. I'm loving the whole background and how you got it set up. It's interesting.
Thank you.
DopeExclusive.com. Let everybody know what you're all about and how you founded your company.
Man, actually, we started about 8 months ago. I was in Dubai, and I was on World Star Hip Hop at night, and I just couldn't find anything to watch. And I was like, I'm into different things. I'm not just into ratchet stuff, and no disrespect to World Star. I love him, and, you know, I respect Cube for what he's done and opened doors for a lot of people. But you know how you have a certain list of websites you go to every day to keep you entertained whenever you're bored? I ran out of options in the middle of the night, and I'm in another country. Didn't know what to do, so I just decided I'm going to build a website.
Nice.
And it's been blown up since.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I see you guys got about 20,157 followers. You got 1,420 fans. This site is really dope, like, the way it's set up. I'm loving the colors. I'm loving how you got all this information at the top. You got Diddy flexing on Instagram. That's interesting. Not only that, you got, like, mixtapes and different blogs. So, you know, people use different things for different people. It's not just one thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're focused on more of everything in hip hop, including clothing, women, and not just the music itself. I think the culture. Like, sometimes you'll see us put up like dance videos from dancers in the streets, street dances. all types of stuff. It's just not related to music only. It's about pretty much the general culture.
Right.
I feel you, man. How you feel about the current state of hip-hop right now?
I think it's a 50-50. It's either about to go really good or really bad because you got all these backpack rappers which are coming in, and a lot of them do their thing, but at the same time, hip-hop was really started as a storytelling art form, you know what I mean? And nobody's telling stories. Everybody's talking about materialistic stuff, which is cool. And then you got the super conscious rappers. I think it's in a state of emergency.
I feel you, man. And being in the position you in with DopeExclusives.com, what advice would you give indie artists trying to get in the game?
Have a budget, put together a good team, get the best people to do different aspects of it, because I see a lot of artists on Twitter, they'll tweet you their music all day long, and they'll send you a single but don't have cover art. And if you pay attention to all the blogs, you pay attention to MTV, BET, radio station, if you got
to
present
totally
it right.
That's totally right. You're right about that. The first thing that attracted me to your website was how you have the, the background. It's like a collage, and it has all types of things you see in hip-hop or you see around, like, okay, you got Obama, you got Tupac, you got Biggie Smalls here, you got Adidas, you got all these logos all together, and that really caught my attention because it's really like, even though it's some of them it's black and white, but it's stuff that we see a day, you know, people pay attention to that. So that really, as soon as I opened that page, that really had me there.
Yeah, I mean, the whole intention of that background, if you really pay attention to it, it was Illuminati thing inspired. Like, it was really, if you notice where the gun is pointing, you see a man in a suit, then, like, if you follow it up, you'll see certain things. Like, it's really caused to make people wonder and think.
That's right. Bring that conscience back to hip-hop. That's what I'm talking about. Maserati Ricky, DopeExclusives.com, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's play some heat. Come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Get it, man.
No, I don't know what that means. What's this thing called love? You speak up. Mercedes goes, had to do a 180, yo. Chill, mommy, play your role. You burned the bridge, you can't pay the toll. Samantha, she was just a nut, but tried the front to get me the cuff. There would never be OB or us. I played the game and I've seen enough. Shaniqua, can't keep a secret. Everybody know you fucking with your BF. Never really care, won't play the D-Tech. All that BS, you can keep it. I don't love these hoes. All talk but no show. You bitches come and go. The reason I don't love no more. I don't love these hoes. All talk but no show. You bitches come and go. The reason I don't love no more. Girl, you love me? No, it can't be. Smash the bro in the Camry. Got the proof. Dirty panties. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Frangie. I don't want a hoe. Bag it, smash it, pass it. Girl, then you gotta go. If you don't wanna be called one, try being a lady. Hey, I'm all done.
I can't love no more. Nah, I don't really wanna do it. I don't know what that be. What's this thing called love? You speak up. I can't love no more. Nah, I don't really wanna do it.
Change Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Ricky, DopeExclusives.com on the check-in. What's going on, bro?
Nothing much, man. I like that song. Who was the artist?
Oh, man, Flawless, man. That's fly right there, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Don't love him. Can't love him. You know how that go.
Yeah.
You know how that go. So that's what's up, man. I see you got a lot of hot new fashion on the site, man. Where do you feel the trend in hip-hop fashion is headed?
I think, honestly, in the next 5 years, we're going to see skirts. I used to own a sneaker boutique, so, I mean, I'm familiar with trends and how it goes in fashion. And I think it's going to be messed up, honestly.
Why you say that?
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Gucci. I like all that. But the men who design, and I have nothing against gay people, by the way. One of my best friends is gay, fruitier than ever. But the gay people are designing these clothes these dudes are wearing. So naturally, when you got a gay man designing a skirt for another man, and then you see a celebrity wear it, and then you see a 13-year-old kid think it's okay to wear it, what do you think is going to happen? That 13-year-old kid grows up, becomes an artist, you know. That's how it happens.
I feel you. Kanye wearing a leather skirt and all that, right?
Kanye, yeah. I mean, but I also believe fashion is an expression of individuality. So
that's right.
Each his own. Whatever makes you happy. But as far as hip hop goes, you know, sneakers will always be a part of it. Streetwear, T-shirts. It just happens that you got different classes of fashion now. You got the kids
so Ricky,
who are sneakerheads.
What kind of style are you into?
What kind of styles? I'm into, honestly, I'm
yeah, like,
more
what
fitted.
Would you like, mostly rock?
I'm a little different. I mean, on certain days, it's camouflage shorts and some Jordans and a V-neck. Okay. And other days, it can be a Italian cut suit. And some other days, it'll be True Religion or Gucci. But, I mean, I don't really wear high fashion clothes. More like accessories, shoes and belts. But I don't really wear Gucci jeans. I'm not wearing a Gucci, you know, T-shirt. Like, it's not happening.
Okay, no problem.
Switch it up.
Advice would you give to somebody who would want to start like their own website? Like, how you did it?
Have your money ready. Be prepared to get no's every time you need help. and build a good team. Your team is your success, because our first Twitter page, our Facebook page all got shut down. You know, our site got hacked before. Like, we've been through it.
Wow.
We got hacked before. We've been down like 3-4 times. Like, it's a learning lesson. It's pretty much you just got to learn and make sure you keep going and be prepared.
Do you have a Facebook where people can find you or add you, you know, so they can keep up with Dope Exclusive?
Yeah, it's Dope Exclusive Com. We actually made the new one about 2 weeks ago because the old one got shut down.
Okay.
So it's just Dope Exclusive Com. No space, no commas, no periods, nothing.
Okay, perfect. I'm definitely going to add you. So if you see me over there, you know.
Yeah. No doubt. Add me on Twitter, too.
Okay.
Nice. How you feel about the oversaturation in the music industry regarding artists?
You know what? That's a good point, because I'm actually writing a blog post about it. I think it's too many artists, not enough fans anymore.
That's real. Too many drug dealers, not enough fans.
Yeah, like it's oversupply, and it's like now it's not more about whoever's got the most talent. It's about, unfortunately,
everybody
about
come
who's,
out. Yeah.
Who's got the most money and who got the most time to spend in the studio.
That's real. Who's spending the most money on their product?
Yeah, because you can take a $10,000 budget for a mixtape, and if it's good quality, it's gonna blow. You can spend $40,000-$50,000 on a mixtape easy and blow. That's not hard. You can take over, you know, live mixtapes, Dat Piff, World Star for a day, just for one day, and everybody's gonna know who you are.
That's real, man. That just goes to show you the power of the internet and the power indie artists have now to really get heard and get out there, you know?
Yeah, you don't need a label. You really don't. You know, I actually started managing an artist about 2 months ago named Mafia Kid Pro. He's in Canada right now. He's having some legal issues trying to get to the U.S., but pretty much with him, he's a talented kid, and the only thing holding him back is his legal issues. But he's got a budget, so when he does drop, we know we can actually get a presence. Somebody's going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's real, man. That's real. How you feel about the overseas market with the hip-hop game?
Last summer, I actually went to London. I went to Italy. I think people don't realize how much of a reach hip-hop has. Like, you don't realize until you walk into a club in London and they're playing something that just dropped the day before. Like,
they on it.
Yeah, and the funny thing about Europe especially is they listen to people that we stopped listening to a long time ago.
They love that golden era.
Yeah, like they listen. I mean, I listen to Wu-Tang personally, but Wu-Tang's not part of the pop culture how it was 10 years ago. Over there, to them, it is.
That's weird.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, there are artists getting paper, you know, in Europe. You don't have to. Luma D is huge in Europe. Nobody really pays attention here, but over there she's getting money.
That's where it's at, overseas market. They love hip-hop.
I'm about to go overseas. I'm about to start a singing career.
There you go.
They're more accepting over there. Over here, it's kind of very trendy. You can be hot 1 minute, hot next, you know, not hot the next.
No, if you have a good catchy hit, then you set to go. But I'm really into like the Fugees and you know, like people talk about like going up four or something like that. Like not just like, oh, because I'm gonna be in the club, you know, with red bottoms and popping bottles. Because that's not really, unless you a celebrity, that's not really a life.
You know, I agree with that 100%. Most people will never own a pair of red bottoms. And most people don't got money to pop bottles. Like, it's not something that you can relate to.
That's real, man. For all the indie artists listening, man, just tell them the importance of building strong relationships, definitely with, you know, indie sites like yours.
Man, just approach us correctly. Like, some sites charge, some don't. Approach us correctly. Don't be disrespectful and have your press kit. When you send us stuff, don't send it over and over again. Last thing you want to do is be put in the spam folder, and then we just never see you. We never hear from you again once you go in the spam folder. And I see a lot of people attacking Dope Boy Shake from Two Dope Boys because, I mean, can I cuss?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's an asshole. I mean, he's a bitch-ass nigga, but at the same time, like, I see how he treats artists, and real talk, if he ever hears this, we can catch a fade anytime you want, partner, but I see how he treats artists, but I also see artists bugging him constantly. So it's all about how you approach us.
That's real. What do you think the proper way to do it?
Have your cover art. Don't send us the file so we have to upload it on the internet. Send us a link. Send us a description. All your contact information. Send everything properly. A press kit is the best way to do it. It costs you $20 to go get a press kit.
Presentation
is everything. Like, just spend $20, go get a press kit off the internet, and then send it to the blogs. Send it once a week. Don't send it every day.
That's right. Or you will hit the spam folder.
I got about 200-300 people in my spam folder.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I mean,
that's
you wanna look interested, but you don't want to suffocate somebody.
For real.
I mean, there's this one cat, and I can call him out.
Go ahead, do your thing,
yeah,
bro.
Real young
Eddie. He's, you know, he sent me. I think he still does, but he's in the spam now. Sent me like 3-4 emails a day. So I hit him on Twitter, like, you know, yo, chill out. He wants to say, you know, fuck you, this, that, and the third. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, damn.
Cool.
Oh no, that's
yeah,
not a
so,
good way to go about it.
Well,
if you're asking me
is,
for a time of, yeah.
Exactly. So what he don't realize is, he posted a picture. This is a high school kid, by the way. He posted a picture of his high school, so we knew which high school he was in. My homeboy lives right down the street from his high school in Houston.
Oh, no,
so
no, wait, no, no.
So they, was, you know, they were waiting for him outside. We told him, you're going on World Star.
Oh, man, y'all going to bash him.
You guys are mean. You don't play.
Yeah,
y'all
like,
put on dope
yeah,
exclusives.
Ricky,
you're dangerous.
We will beat a disrespectful artist's ass because I'm not an internet dude. Like, this was just happened to be an idea that I pulled off successfully. Before this website, I've been successful. Like, I'm 24 years old. You know, I've had my own business since I was 17. Like, I'm not an internet dude. I'm not one of these guys that hides behind a computer at all.
That's real, man.
No, I mean, of course, you guys got to come at you right. Like, you want to get featured on the website, you got to be respectful. Just because just because one door closes doesn't mean the other one won't open. So, I mean,
yeah.
Some people just don't understand that. And that, you know, you got to handle your business.
Yeah, but, I mean, in this industry, it's all about relationships. If I genuinely like you, I'm not going to charge you to be on the site. I'll post your stuff. If we have a genuine relationship, and the only way to start that is coming at somebody, you know, respectfully.
Right.
If I would have called your radio station, I think the time you gave me was 7:15. Now, if I would have called it at 7:30, then this relationship would have started off pretty bad. You know what I'm saying? There wouldn't be a mutual respect. But
right.
It's all about respect and timing.
Don't do that to me, Ricky.
That's right. Because nowadays, you know, a lot of artists could definitely, you know, talk tough behind a computer, but, you know, they ain't really who they are, and it's a damn shame.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I'm from Clay County, Georgia, where Waka Flocka's from, and, you know, we got 30, 40 of those kind of rappers that will talk behind the computer or camera, but when you see them, they ain't about that. I went to high school with these guys.
Yeah.
Wow. That's real. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Ricky, DopeExclusives.com. Got Lola hosting with us. Let's play a little heat. Come back, chop it up. Let's get it.
Heatmakers. Crack music. Yeah.
like I'm breaking weed.
Right.
I'm in the Bentley, check my archives, say it. Your hoopty got a hard drive, nigga, save it. Get it? Hard drive, save it. What y'all jerking off? Fuck who you came with. I lit this shit.
Right.
This ain't a movie, though.
Nah.
I'm who they go to when they wanna hear some shit.
Right.
Now this the difference.
What?
I got a crib and a studio. Your crib is a studio. We got different rent. My re-up is a key up. You don't like the way I handle the rock? The nigga, D up.
Yeah.
Clear it out.
What else?
Isolation. Acapella this last line for observation. I got drugs for your brain. Trap house, what I rap out like I'm tying up your veins. Like I'm supplying you with gang. Got the rap world saying, laugh. I'm comical with it. I get pussy behind these bars. Conjugal visits. Get them off me. I'll give all your crews a fix. Never cross me. Damn.
Get it?
We can spit a verse for dough. You're not trying to pay me. Stop it, baby, like birth control. All day I've been capping. Fish scale in the crib, weighing my options. By the morning's gon' fly. When it touch down, niggas gon' pump it till it's dry. And my soft, they gon' buy. But my hard count got the feds jumping off sides. I get you on hit. I got the bullseyes on the shirt like she work for Target.
Cleared out.
Isolation. Acapella this last bar for observation. I got drugs for your brain. Trap house, what I rap out like I'm tying up your veins. Like I'm supplying you with gang. Got the rap world saying, just call me to go. Just call me to go.
Fire, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Maserati Ricky on the check-in, dopeexclusives.com. What's going on, bro?
Chilling. I'm enjoying the music, man. You guys are a little different than most radio stations out here.
No, we try to keep it fun and upbeat.
That's right. Play a lot of indie heat, you know how we do.
Ricky, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate you took some time out of your day, you know,
with
us for a bit.
Definitely, man. Yep. Can you let the people know, you know, there's a lot of indie artists that listen to us every week. Let them know the importance of having a budget.
Budget is the biggest thing. There are plenty of couch rappers, you know, the ones that don't do anything but rap on a little broken laptop, and that's cool, and you follow on your dream, and I understand that, but at the same time, the name of this game is pay to play. You're going to have to grease somebody's wheels. I don't care if it's a radio DJ. I'm not saying y'all taking money to play, but there are some DJs that you're going to have to drop a brown bag off to. It's not a secret, you know. To get your songs in the club, you're going to have to pay to get your songs mastered right for the radio. You're going to have to pay. To get it on certain websites, you're going to have to pay. Everything costs money. Building a brand, if it was free, then everybody would have one.
Definitely, man.
Right.
Another important thing is I've noticed that you definitely have to pay attention to where you're spending your money at, because you're spending top dollar on a site that ain't really top dollar quality. You're blowing money fast.
Yeah, no doubt. Like if you don't have quality over quantity anytime, you know, no matter what you're talking about. So you definitely have to keep a track of how you spend your money. You can, like, there are plenty of rappers, and we both know this. There are plenty of people in this world that have the flyest clothes but don't got a car.
That's a damn shame.
Yes,
that is a damn shame. I don't know if you've seen it, but they always talking about he bought about Jordans. He bought all my Jordans, but he has no car. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, like, you know, the priorities are messed up. So, I mean, with your budget, you're going to have to plan. You're going to have to know what you're doing, how you're spending it, and what you're spending it on.
Exactly.
That's right. Money make the world go around.
Yes, sir.
Rap game too.
Oh, damn. Ben, don't forget about the strippers. You know, I gotta go make my money.
That too. Tax write-off.
Yeah, actually, I think there was an article about a couple weeks ago about how they were writing it off.
That's right. Yep, it's about to be a tax write-off. So, you know.
Oh, man.
Where them dollars at? You know.
Fans will make me dance.
Really, I'm paid up taxes too.
Oh, damn.
That's what's up. That is what's up, man. If you had to leave some advice to, you know, indie artists and people trying to get into the game behind the scenes, what would you give them?
Put your money first, to build a good team, and never just don't stop hustling. Just keep going. Everybody takes hits. Everybody's gonna fall. Like that's a part of life. Just keep moving. As long as you know where you want to end up, just keep going in that direction. Something's got to give.
Also, Ricky, let them know what would they need to be able to get on SoapCruises.com. You know, just like the basic things.
To get on our site, there's two ways. You can either pay, but doesn't necessarily mean we'll post you. If your song is not whack or if it doesn't fit on the site, we will refund you your money.
Okay.
And it's happened before. Or you can submit to our music editor, AJ. His Twitter is directly me. That simple, just directly me. And he picks out a lot of artists that get on the site. Just make sure when you do send him your material that you do have a press kit or something. He was actually a former A&R at Violator Management and then Universal. He's Busta Rhymes road manager. So come him right. Because he's in the industry, and, you know. I mean, AJ has less patience than I do, so.
That's real, man. What you got coming up with the whole DopeExclusive.com brand?
Man, actually, we're about to start doing a lot of exclusive interviews with artists. I'm based out of Atlanta. Have some of the people on the team are in New York, Miami, L.A., Houston, Phoenix. So we're about to do... We're about to be going to a lot of concerts, getting behind-the-scenes footage, interviews. We're actually looking at opening up a sneaker boutique, too, under the same name.
Nice. I like that, man. We definitely going to come check that out when you open that up.
No doubt.
For real. Once again, let everybody know how to get in contact with you, Facebook, Twitter, all of that.
The DopeClusive.com on Facebook and Twitter. No periods, no nothing, just DopeClusive.com, DopeClusive.com. Hit us up anytime.
That's what's up, man. Thanks for coming on the show tonight, man. Salute to you, bro.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys for inviting me. Thank you.
For real, keep doing great things, man.
All right, bro. Salute to you.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Got Ben Frank, we got Lola. That was my somebody, Ricky, on the check-in. You know it, DopeClusive.com. Let's get to that heat. Let's get it, baby.
Now let us eat. Yes. Please bless us, baby.
Grind it, homie, all back. Take it off, make it off. All in your child, rape the skull. My head's spinning, I'm prayer winning. Never kid about Christ, all dead sinning. Kill the game, all black, funeral, moving that. You're taking after high, doing now. Keep your boy on the low like a secret. Treat life like a game, you can cheat. I got the cold, my pocket's full. Me and Frank in the kitchen with the pots and stove. Chop it all, break it down. Just always ask my pops how you make this child. I'm 20 next, and I ain't got a deal. I'm so sophisticated, David Copperfield. I won the Copperfield, had my mama living right. Somewhere on the island, and we wildin' trying to get it right. Either way, I'ma make it a die for it. And I'm just praying and wishing I'm alive for it. I wanna try for it. It's all about a million. In the club, we're the model, and we actin' illy. Silly. How I give it up. Trying to live life like a speed by. Go
your cup. Lean back, you can call it G-Ride.
Shower in my Dutch, Henny in my cup. Watch that break the bank, watch us count it up. All money legal for life, the motivated, yeah, they with me. Diamonds in the Christ, cost about a buck. Minds of a dime, I'm going mix with Warren Buffett. Came up with that real estate, need something out of nothing. We risk taking, living life fearless. Flying in the third lane, spaceship, power steering. Street watching, wisdom lessons. Break the scale, trying to weigh my ambition. City to my arena, labor call me Pat Riley. Got a face with 7 eyes and a God body.
Get it,
love
man.
Smart women with bad body. Rolling on that Peter Tosh, smoking Bob Marley. Shoot it at the dinner table, get decapitated.
Yeah.
Let him hate.
This is how I give it up. Trying to live life like a speed by. Go get your man Henny in the cup. Lean back, you could call it the G ride. This is how I give it up. Trying to live life like a speed by. Go get your man Henny in the cup. Lean back, you could call it the G ride.
Money on my mind, so I never take my mind. 24/7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustler that stays in the street. Think about an M, with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up, double G's up. From my full crack, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. Nine, you get your steams up. A male swimming in the money, homes down, we up. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chilling in the Beamer, listening to Easter. Fresh like it's Easter, throwing on the Nina. Couple pads, just to chillin' with Madden. Cause there's nothing to match with us. You know that we can't get it on.
Move on them, move on them. Move on them, can't be stopped.
Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. God, Ben, Frank, the lovely Lower rocking with us. What's going on, baby? What's popping? What's popping? That was some new music right there from that All Money Legal Volume 7, God's Hour, dropping this spring. You know how we do. We got a caller. Let's see if we got checking in with us. Caller, talk to me. Talk to me, caller. What's popping?
Caller.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes, we can
shit.
Hear you.
Got Kate here to check it.
What's up, Big Ben? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Everything good, man. How you been, bro?
All right, man. Just trying to keep my Skype be blowing up. I actually got someone from the Hip Hop Hall of Fame on the Skype. I ain't trying to name drop, but I'm trying to tell him. I put a sign up because we was on the radio. I put a read message. I'm trying to get in the call of the show, man. He'd be a great contributor. But that's going back to the old school days, Cold Crush Brothers. That's some other stuff. But, man, I've been listening in the stream and everything. I'll tell you, homeboy got it right. I wish I was on. I want to ask him a couple questions. Me being a business major in college and everything, I want to ask him if he had ever actually had any business experience, because he was right on point from what I've been learning out of the textbooks, just through his, I don't want to speak for the man. You know what I'm saying? But his intellectual level seemed like, that he had been educated through an institution or a college. You know what I'm saying? But, chances are, since he said he's been running business since 17, I'm going to just go ahead and guess that, he's just an entrepreneur on his own. And he's definitely right. With artists nowadays, you have to have solicited material. That's a route that, I was going down avenues not too long ago. I was doing that. I consider myself a broker. I was a middleman for anything, a beat broker. You want to press kits done, and press kits are key. Any young artists out there, just give yourself, a bio. Don't talk yourself up. Don't name drop like I just did, pretty much, get yourself, your nice little black and white, a little bio, your show history, your achievements, and, be professional. And what he's talking about is capital, revenue, money. Is number one. I mean, if that's what you want to do, it's like anything. It's a business. It's an investment. A lot of people want to be so quick. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna make a quick buck off of this. Say you buy a bag of lollipops and there's 100 lollipops and you pay the $1 a lollipop. You sell them for $5. You see the flip. So we're not talking about selling lollipops, selling CDs. Selling digital downloads is really the way to go for the new future. There is money in it, but like your man said, that man seemed very smart. I would love to sit down and pick his mind. He said it was a gentleman, I think he said was 24 years old. He's gone places with a mind like that. I love the fact that, the Hip Hop Stock Exchange always got some, good guests coming on the show, dropping knowledge. So, I like that take that I took, and you know what I mean? I'm Casey. I got a loud mouth. I keep talking. You feel me? But how y'all
all
doing,
all right,
man?
Everything is great.
Well, thank you, Casey, for breathing us. But everybody, just remember, presentation is key. So when you put yourself out there as a product, make sure you have a good presentation, because nobody, like I said, like if I go buy something, I don't want to pick something ugly, I want something that's going to attract.
Yes. It's called
price.
But
just make sure you keep it professional and you keep your presentation ongoing.
Four P's of the marketing mix. Price, product,
exactly.
Packaging.
Promote. Number one, promote yourself.
There you go.
Promote yourself.
That's right. Dude,
that's so great.
Exactly.
This college thing is a trip, though, man. I tell you, man. Come from the streets, going through the struggles. Anyone who's been listening to the radio understand some of the struggles that I've been through. And, coming out with a 4.0 GPA, been accepted to universities now. Moving out the city, moving into the country has been a huge adjustment. But, realizing what I need to do to get ahead in these times and these days and, it's just amazing. Opportunities are out there, and there's going to be a lot of doors that are closed in my face. So just because, you get that extra strike against you or two strikes against you,
don't give up. Don't give
you're
up.
You're destined,
never
right?
Give up.
Yeah, you're
always
destined
follow
just
your dreams.
Play, cause you're
now,
not.
With that being said, Casey, you need to check out my fashion exchange on the page. I'm dropping some new heat today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you need to go and check out my fashion exchange. Ben,
Fashion Exchange.
Don't
just
we
send
got
you
the...
a
Yes,
fashion
we got
change.
A new.
What's we'll talk about that. Yes, we will. Not on the air though. Yes.
You do got. You know, we got a new. Whole new section to the site, the Fashion Exchange, all the new hot up and coming trends going on in the hip hop world.
Oh,
that's
female.
There. We got a lot of stuff going on. You know that. It's only right. It's only right. So we're going to play
it. I got
complete.
My mind right. Got my money right. I'm about to get right.
I couldn't say it no better. I can't even say it no better than that.
You must have the money right to get your mind right.
There you go.
That's right.
Oh, you have your mind right first. You have your mind right, then you can get your money right. That's how
that
works.
Well, you can't be crazy and have a whole bunch of money.
That's right. There's a big difference between being rich and wealthy. Big difference.
I mean, there's a lot of issues, you know, that your guest prior, and I apologize for not knowing his name, and, you know, it's probably coming across because a lot of people probably are talented. Like, someone told me a long time ago and said that there's people out there with all the drive in the world but not so much talent, and then there's people out there with extreme talent and no drive. And
that's real.
That is one of the biggest issues. You know, now someone, you know, is struggling, you know, they got to provide, they got a girlfriend, you know, and it was even, you know, I heard, you know, talking all the way down, you know, down to, you know, have, you know, nicer clothes and a whip. So it's like, but now priorities come in, you know what I'm saying, you know, you get a job, you know, well, you know what minimum wage is, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot of people won't, you know, be looking for, you know, too many alternative careers, you know what I'm saying, if we was making lucrative, you know, income and revenue, you know, elsewhere. So my point being is that once, you know, somebody who does have talent or drive, you know, wants to step in the industry and comes across a website such as, you know, your guest that you had on tonight, that they don't understand the proper steps because their money is not right, because they don't look at it. They look at it as a side thing, that they are just going to hit the lottery, that they're going to become an overnight sensation. When I don't think that, you know, they don't realize the drive and the motivation that behind the very, very few, you know, mainstream artists that who are getting paid, you know, whether it's mainstream or underground, there's still only a handful. You know, you talk about Tech N9ne, Immortal Technique, you know, people like that, Sabak Red. Yes, they're getting money in the underground. They've been doing it and laying tracks for 15 years. Mainstream, only guys have already committed to their first contract obligation, which was probably like 5 or 6 albums, like Ludacris did with Def Jam. He crushed it. He signed one of the worst deals in hip-hop history, crushed it, got out, and became a mega millionaire. It's very hard, even with your money right, but you have to come professional in all ways. And
got to have
it is
your money right.
At the end of the day,
that's
always
right.
Is a business, even though, you
that's
know.
That's what we all about.
Somebody may make their money, you know, spitting rhymes from the gutter. At the end of the day, you need someone to represent you professionally.
Preach. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We're going to play some heat. Then we're going to come back. Come with that current world events, the hip hop news, economics,
the global
politics, all that good stuff, all that good stuff.
All right.
Let's get it, baby.
You
want
to drop that beat?
Yeah, I got it. All right, I got you. I always felt like I had a different vibe. Yeah, I smoke. You know I got a different high rap money now. Mom still won't let me quit my job. Still got the same list, and you know the top is down. Ay, guess I'll forever be the second. I'm trying to run my town, so I'll forever be a legend. I'm packing out shows, man, I'm only 1-7. Money in my sister's purse, I'm just trying to be a blessing. Ay, let's think about these late nights. Still trying to write with Elena in my sight. I just need the tech. I just need to stand up. I got a few questions. I'm too quiet to put my hands up. I'ma make the crowd put their hands up. I'ma write a hook. I'ma make the ladies dance. Much sleeping out the bed. Dwayne, but your pants up. Vance with the skinny son. Tell them get their grants up. I tell them get their grants up. I be on some cool. I don't really dance much. I heard your girl was a fan, but we gon' have fun tonight. Tell them put their hands up. Let's take them back to the old days. Chilling with my bro T, man, I swear he had game. I was trying to be like him, cause I swear he had fame. He be on his ball-ish, I'm trying to taste this rap game. Yeah, I'll get a taste of your girl, man. You like how I switch it up when looking get the looking much. I let my at my dog. I see these looking tough. Posted on the wall, fresh shot up love. Yeah, I guess that's cause you suck. And why your girl on my nerves? Ayy,
I guess that's cause I roll a seven with it. I been clever, I ain't tripping if you don't admit it. Half of a 22, that's a 11 with it. Wrap the up in the bag like a present with it. Even if I'm hellbound, I'm still heaven with it. Got a nice dice game, but I doubt if heaven sent it. Ay, I tell them get they grants up. I be on some cool, I don't really dance much. Ay, I heard your girl was a fan, but we gon' have fun tonight. Tell them put they hands up. They still asking about my last show or how you get these interviews. Where you get them shoes? But it's the same shoes from last shows from my last tape that was past due. That cool. The same kid writing classes in my living room, telling myself be cool. Yeah, that's dumb rule. And you know I learn fast still, but into the top was just a little more cash. Getting better with every rhyme, people telling me that. I chill and pass the homegirl in the back. I wanna save up, man, I still buy sack. And then she text me twice, I forgot to text her back. Yeah, running through her mind, just like a player do. You know how I play a move, shoelace from my shoes, huh? And yeah, I got a small crew, but we work hard as ever, about to go far as ever, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm on that station now. Of course your girl wanna date me now. Of course all of hate me now, but I could give a throw your hands up in the crowd. I tell them get they grants up. I be on some cool, I don't really dance much. I heard your girl was a fan, but we gon' have fun tonight. Tell them put they hands up. I tell them put they hands up. I be on some cool, I don't really dance much. I heard your girl was a fan, but we gon' have fun tonight. Tell them put they hands up.
Hands up, hands up, hands up. Hey!
Slanging the same rocks, shit real, nigga. Make the wrong move, and you know I'ma deal with you. Death to my enemies, they suicidal. Hey, yeah, the past, man, I give me a new arrival. Torch landing, UFO, me, I'm the new arrival. Extra cheese, everything, BX, homicidal. Been out in DC, next stop Florida. Shit looks straight, man, I just got my order up. Yeah, protocol.
I don't really know. Up with you, I've been on my grind, so fuck you. All I got is champagne wishes and all of these bitches tonight. And I need all of this money, all of this money, alright. Let's make a move in the city right here tonight. I never
for the haters, champagne for the pain. Mother pearl wrist, got your bitch bobbing in my bourbon backseat. Tax season, but I get my money tax free. Really in them streets, self made thousandaire. Before tour deposits made a killing in the project. No choice, mama had it rough. No record sold, OT, I'm platinum plus. Ball like Peter. Round here, you need a gun. Free rhino rich, blood barely gets to see the sun. Friends fade, bad bitches quick to claim it's love. No mind games, baby, I'm just trying to fuck.
I don't really know what's up with you.
What up?
I've been on my grind, so fuck you. All I got is champagne wishes.
that white Henny at? Yo, Dev, you ready?
Oh, my let's
let it play. Ooh. OG, I'm seeing hella dope. Money coming, money going, something you would never know. Say you getting paper, but your paper coming hella slow. All about the mail, on the road, but you already know. Ooh. OG, I'm seeing hella dope. Money coming, money going, something you would never know. Say you getting paper, but your paper coming hella slow. All about the mail, on the road, but you already know. We maneuver in hoodies with Medusa, Calvin Franklin, yeah, that new Kama Sutra. I got troopers, patulas to your medulla. Started at the bottom, my ring would've started even sooner. Immune to losers, allergic to brokes, niggas I don't trust. Bird bitches, baby, I don't eat chicken, let my money prostitute. Achieve the impossible, yeah, we on some other shit, cause anything is possible. Ooh, OG, I'm seeing hella dope. Money coming, money going, something you would never know. Say you getting paper, but your paper coming hella slow. All about the mail, on the road, but you already know. Ooh, OG, I'm seeing hella dope. Money coming, money going, something you would never know. Say you getting paper, but your paper coming hella slow. All about the mail, on the road, but you already know. Eating on big stages, came with the risk, take it, like lawyer's fees, came with the court cases, long road to the top, it takes patience, money working round the clock, no time wasted, fucking 9 to 5, watch me cook a meal, ticket, who changed the game, a meal, did it, they talk it but they never did it. They false prophets, they never lived it. OG, I'm seeing hella dope. Money coming, money going, something you would never know. Say you getting paper, but your paper coming hella slow. All about the mail, on the road, but you already know. OG, I'm seeing hella dope. Money coming, money going, something you would never know. Say you getting paper, but your paper coming hella slow. All about the mail, on the road, but you already know. I don't work for money, money work for me, yeah. I don't work for money, money work for me, yeah. I don't work for money, money work for me, yeah. I don't work for money, money work for me, yeah.
All my let's
play. Oh yeah. These false prophets, they never lived it.
This says predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This says we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip hop stock exchange radio.
Yeah, it's the God Ben Frank, the lovely Lola, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Everybody open up a second browser if you ain't already on it, www.hhse.biz. This is your favorite part of the show, the news, the hip hop news, the economics, the global politics, everything that's going on in the world. We going to build on it. First up, Eazy-E is remembered by hip hop 18 years after his death to AIDS. Now, yes, rest in peace, Eazy. Definitely the godfather of gangster rap. NWA founder. Founder of Bone Thugs and Harmony, Ruthless Records. Definitely, definitely a pioneer in the game, you know?
Definitely.
For real.
Everybody, make sure you use protection and make sure you guys check yourself. It's, you know,
as she does, you know, she thinks when you mention EZ, she thought about AIDS, she thought about protection. You mentioned EZ, I thought about bad contracts.
I thought about Jerry Curl.
In my mind, you know, God, you know, rest in peace, you know, was definitely a pioneer, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
very smart businessman, technically, if you really look at it from a real G point of view, but overall, you know, not non-ethical business at all, you know, straight across the board. But you know, R.I.P. and you know, that's
R.I.P.
my sense.
Be easy, wear them condoms.
Be easy, easy.
That's right, be easy. Everybody, you know, definitely keep them Jerry curls right and use them condoms. Next up, Lupe Fiasco addresses violence in rap music. Now, yes, we all know Lupe definitely, you know, at the pioneer of, you know, definitely speaking out about, you know, social issues. And here he goes again. Lupe's talking about, you know, violence in rap videos. Because it's one thing for a person to live that life and rap about it, but it's another thing for somebody that never lived it to try to rap about it. And that's where Lupe is really... It's addressing the issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For real. False prophets. Cats rapping about that life, but they ain't never lived it. You know, somebody got to step up and say something.
That's
say
false
something.
Advertisement.
That's
all
right,
the
false
way
advertising. He ain't going to buy your album. That's false advertising. That ain't chill. That ain't chill. Stop it. For real. Real. Next up. Meek Mill is set to release a debut novel, Tony's Story. This should be interesting. Everybody, you know, Meek Mill on his grind, brother doing a lot of things. He got the endorsement deal, I think, with Adidas right now. Now he got a book coming out.
A book?
Brother's on his grind. Yeah, he got a book, a novel, a fictional tale called Tony's Story. Yup. About, you know, cat coming out of New York City. So it's very interesting, man. Very interesting, brother, doing, you know, trying to branch out, trying to do different things with that hip-hop money. That's what it's all about, man. When you get a little bread, definitely, you know, open up, do different things, and, you know, invest in different things, build on the brand.
I love his music. Every time I listen to it, it makes me want to, like hurt somebody, like, oh, yeah. Like, his lyrics are like, you know how you have passion when you rap? His lyrics are like, yeah, because I came up broke, and now I'm living it, so you could hate on this.
Hopefully with a dull blade. Don't hurt nobody now.
Real.
Really real.
Now on the money news, first up.
Cha-ching.
Military veterans battle just to find jobs when they return home. Now this is so true. Yes, the economy is already bad as it is. People are having a hard time getting jobs. You know, when military vets come home, you know, it's like a whole another world. They got to retrain themselves back into society almost, and they having an even harder time finding a job than, you know, regular people, man. So, you know.
Wow. And I would have thought they were priority because, you know, military people always get priority. Damn, that's
a
damn shame.
Have job fairs and definitely have special incentives for military veterans to get jobs first. That's definitely there. You know, a lot of companies have been doing that lately, trying to help out the vets. But, you know, it's a hard transition, you know, going from Iraq, Afghanistan, back to, you know, wherever.
See, the most... Go on. I'm sorry for cutting you off. It's been brought to my attention, you know. But I want to say something. You know, back, you know, the vets from back from World War One and World War Two, okay, they came back, there was not so much psychological disorders that were at least diagnosed. So there wasn't PTSD, there wasn't, well, he went to Vietnam or he went to World War II, so he's troubled. You know, they hit it under alcohol and Valium, really, back in the day. So now the issue was, now when I hear a vet, and since the world that I grew up in, being the year that I was born in the 70s, I think of a vet as a younger man, you know, 30 years of age of younger. You know, it's done service.
Yeah, 20. You got vets that's 24, 25 right now coming home.
Right, vets come home, and they are, you know, really screwed up in the head. And it's all different now than it was. You know, you understand what I'm trying to say? Than it was, you know, what I'm saying, during, you know, the prior wars. You know, vets are young people. These are people who are supposed to, you know, not be collecting on Social Security, but if they have to, then they have to. But, and that's not the point. The point is that you know, how can they go ahead and defend our honor and then at the same time for the rest of the next 50 years of, you know, what their lifespan should be, you know what I'm saying, you know, wind up with, you know, disabilities and not having the same fair chance after, you know, committing, you know, such a sacrament for, you know, a country. To me, it's insane. And just noticing, you know, the youth within the fact that, you know, veterans, a lot of people think veteran as a senior, someone older, a grandfather. It's not the case no more with war being so often, so fast, and for such long periods. People get in and out, and some people do make it home, and they don't come home the same. And, you know, much respect for you for covering that.
That's real, man, for real. Next up, mass school closings nationwide. A lot of public schools, elementary schools are closing down across the country. Now, we know a lot of states, they're having budget deficits and they got to do cuts. What do they cut? They cut the schools, man. Even here in New York City, in the Bronx, you got elementary schools closing down.
Cut the clubs so people be more smart and be in school, not the children, not this country. Wow, you know, people, kids are our future. That's crazy.
That's right.
That brings us to
show you.
Yeah.
Schools.
I mean, you know, my opinion. You know, I'm always opinionated, and it's just
man,
me.
That
you know,
just
you
made
always...
me so angry.
I like to debate it. You know, I like to think that the reason why, you know, things like that is going is because, you know, this country's leading towards a mixed economy, you know, a socialism, you know, as well as, you know, being a capitalist country at the same time, you know, with the hand, you know, it's a whole other subject. I know we timed out, you know, with the government getting money involved in banks and government getting money involved in health care and the government getting you know, and things involved, you know, as far as education, everything going, you know, private prisons now becoming for-profit organizations and the largest shareholders. I mean, it all just wraps up around making the D.C. rich. And until we can honestly inform other people who don't even, the people who back and vote these people in probably don't even have Facebook accounts. That's the saddest part. They're not up to date. They're not IT. They don't understand technology. And I thought for years, no matter how much, you know, Mr. Ben Frank here does what he does and other people I know who are entrepreneurs who keep doing their thing and keep trying to advise and to keep the people aware and to try to educate them and to try to take them a step further. Overall, you know, I mean, it's for a whole other debate, for a whole other show, but it's just I'm going to quote Mike Tyson, say I'm flabbergasted by the incompetence of America to see that the wool's being pulled over the eyes. It's not a race thing. It's not race no more. Race still plays a part in certain areas, but it's not overall our issue. Economics, our policies, everything.
Education. It's coming down to the education thing. You got the state building more prisons and closing down schools, man. You got, you know, a lot of public schools are closing down, but you got these new charter schools opening up, and it's not the same. It's not the same as public schools, and you know, a lot of inner city kids are definitely getting affected, especially in big cities.
Exactly.
That's why I'm
on
point and one. I'll be real quick that I've said to your listeners that it doesn't matter whether you've been down before, you know what I'm saying, you've been behind the gate, what type of life that you've had. If you make a decision today that you want to go to college, you can go to college. It doesn't matter. Money is there for you. They'll give it to you. And they're going to get it back in the end if you ever become successful. Promise that. Bet that. So be smart with what you do. Like my man said earlier, understand your finances and your money and what you can afford and what you can't. But most people can go to a community college on a FAFSA grant for free. So you always can educate yourself to a higher standard. It doesn't matter where you work. And if you're pushing a shopping cart somewhere, you know, go ahead and get that education. Keep pushing that shopping cart. One day you might be the manager. I know it sounds absolutely insane, man. But
do something. Enlighten your mind. Do something.
Right.
There. Do something.
You know what, Ben? I'm tired of this topic. What's next up? Because it's making me angry to think about it.
What's next up? We got the Futures Exchange. That's what's next up. You can check out the hottest videos of your favorite artists. We got that new Joe Budden video, NBA Never Gonna Broke Again video. We got that new AZ video, the legend AZ Sosa. We got that new Kid video. Check that out. A lot of heat, man. Futures Exchange. Click on that link, www.hhse.biz. Check it out. This is what we do, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. get your mind right, get your money right. We're going to play a little heat, finish out the show. Let's do what we do.
Let's go, baby.
Let's get it, baby. Yeah.
Trust, respect, integrity, ambition, perseverance, family. Let's get it, baby.
Get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, make my hustle stay hungry. Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
your streets are my streets. This is the Black Wall Street. They talking money, but they writing bad checks. They spend more than they make, you have debt. No credit, all money legal is the future. We at the finish line, waiting on the losers. Perseverance, these are models, they gotta be respected. Flip the condos, I ain't sell any records. Rock and polo with my Beamer, that's a lot of horses. And your crew, it ain't good, you ain't really bosses. I'd rather die in hope, live in fear. If money over, baby, my mind is always clear. Shit, my time is here, no horoscope necessary. Long road to the top, may it be legendary. You can't see us on the 30th of February. I don't know what's on jail or a cemetery. My president said I keep them dollars buried, baby. Time is money, I'ma sleep. When I'm buried, baby, get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, make my hustle stay hungry. Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
on the streets of my street. This is the Black Wall Street. Nothing can stop us, the fam got to wait. I need thankful like being there, Bob Johnson. Being in debt is like laying in the coffin. See me in the heat, swimming with the dolphins, getting kicked. Enough to buy us a Marlin. Private jets and live set. Several yachts, buy out several blocks, several rocks.
Oh, no.
Sitting on my wife's anklet, 25 to life for 25 Franklin. Young, black, rich, and handsome.
Get it, baby.
Let them hate, best one to investigate. I got a lawyer that'll eat the cake. Time is money, I got none to waste. Y'all divide my click, monopolize.
See
the world too like 25 on my ride, on my ride. Get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, make my hustle stay hungry. Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
on the streets of my street. This the Black Wall Street. Get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, make my hustle stay hungry.
Oh yeah.
Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
on the streets of my street. This the Black Wall Street.
The key to money is making money work for you, not you working for money. Get your mind right.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. The God Ben Frank, the lovely Lola rocking with us. Casey rocking with us.
Yeah.
That's what we do, man. I got to say salute to Maserati Ricky, DopeExclusives.com. Everybody check that out. They got hot, hot stuff on there. Fashion, music, everything, hip-hop, the whole culture. They got it on there. Check it out. Salute to him for rocking with us earlier. Of course, salute to all our sponsors. We got to say salute to our sponsors, L3 Magazine, Fresh Beats Radio out in UK, London right now. It's like midnight in London right now. They rocking with us. You check us out live on their site too, freshbeatsradio.com. BYC Promo, LG Promotions, all our listeners, our live listeners. Definitely we got to show love to our archive listeners, all the listeners tuning in to that stream, that podcast during the week after the live show, rocking with us. We get about 14 to 1,500 listeners every week. And most of that is from archive listens, so definitely we love y'all, man. Keep rocking with us. This is what we do. We're here every Wednesday. Get your mind right. Get your money right. And that's it. We gonna finish up with the music, but child, what's on your mind?
I want to thank everybody who tuned in, gave us a moment to tune in. Thank you, Maserati Ricky. Make sure you check out DopeExclusive.com for all the new blogs and hot music as well. Don't forget about us. Make sure you check out our website, which is HHSE.com. Make sure you check out my blog.
That biz.
Make sure you check out my blog, The Fashion Exchange, which is on there. Add me on Facebook. It's Lauren Leon, L-E-O-N. And make sure you add me on Twitter, which is no days off, no underscore days underscore 00F. Okay? Everybody have a beautiful night, and we'll see you guys next week from 7 to 8:30.
That's right.
Better.
KC, we're going to see you next week. What up?
You know what's up, man. Next week, I'll be sharp.
That's right. Let's get it, baby.
Yeah. Check out. Show 100 on the 55.
Smoking 150 style castle of court case. Walk up out that bitch, grab your nuts and turn back on the base. Big wheels with that monster knot. Box of lay with the big block. When I pull up on the side, bitch, wipe me down when I'm hopping out. And I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. One thing so is my pocket fat. I love the seas, but I hate the rats. They talk shit, but don't know the facts. Now call me up, that purpose up. Mix me up a whole nother dude. I love the money and bitch too. Drop it for me, baby, what it do? Ooh.
Rich boy, yeah. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Clock, beat a pan straight to the top. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Yeah, break the clock. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Rich boy, break the clock. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock.
My bitch. Throw that pussy hole and then bust it open on stripper poles. I put rubber bands on my bank rolls. My ice so cold, no cold throw. My diamond shining, my hoes fine. It's smoke time and I'm rolling mine. Don't ask shit, so I gotta grind. This life we live, but don't wait in line. Beat a band, grand a pot. Rip it up, a nigga make it lock. You talking like you run your block, but you cop that and told the cop. Can't copy me, I'm too many sides. These tips and I acting better wise. He suck a dick and make a freak of sound. Hey, pussy nigga, how you like me now?
Rich boy, yeah. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Clock, beat a pan straight to the top. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Yeah, break the clock. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Rich boy.
Just know this top, my whole kick to get so high when I smoke this. Ballin' hard on my court, bitch. Ballin' hard with that Jordan wrist. My pearl paint, cause you lick a piss. I threw it, I bitch miss. Prosecutors can't make it thick. My partner, them keep twisting lit. Pimps like me with the game ain't four. Six nigga hoes in one condo. Smoke and blow, roll up one more. Burn up till my eyes turn low. Drop my side with the car remote. Pull out slow, that's all she wrote. Go deep, throw to my dick, no choke. Not do that shit like it's all you know, oh.
Rich boy, yeah. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Clock, beat a pan straight to the top. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Yeah, break the clock. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock. Yeah, break the clock. Throw 100 on a 50, try break the clock.
Look around, we going from your spot to the state, then we going to the continent, and if you're paying attention, we got the world.
Fire, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, one love.